Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. The story of the day is clearly what happened in Montana last night. Greg Gianforte, the Republican candidate for the House seat vacated by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, body slammed The Guardian's Ben Jacobs after he asked about the health care bill's budgetary impact. Wow. First of all, there's no excuse for a public official to body slam a reporter. The candidate spokesman said Jacobs had his recorder in his face. Well, in the Capitol, we shove microphones in lawmakers' face all the time. We wait outside of bathrooms for them. We follow them down hallways. So he might want to get accustomed to that if he wins. Gianforte was charged with misdemeanor assault. Paul Ryan, who is speaking to reporters later this morning, will be asked about this today. Gianforte is facing Rob Quist, a Democrat who has raised millions of dollars to try to snatch the Red House seat. The stakes were already high for this House seat. Republicans and Democrats have been battling it out, and analysts are going to look at this race for a sign of the mood of the electorate. Donald Trump is in Brussels this morning and has met with European Council President Donald Tusk and other EU officials. He's scheduled to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron, too. Reuters' Jeff Mason and Steve Holland say that Trump will face a tougher reception in Europe than he did in the Middle East. But Trump really had a love fest in the Middle East, so that wouldn't be difficult. The long-awaited report that details the budgetary impact of the health care bill, the one Gianforte was so upset to be asked about, shows that the House GOP legislation does lower the deficit but leaves 23 million people uninsured. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they'll continue working to find 50 votes to advance something through the Senate. Our own Jen Habercorn and Paul Demko say Obamacare repeal is in big trouble in McConnell's chamber. Another New York Times scoop this morning, the Russians discussed how they would influence Trump aides last summer. Ken Vogel has a big scoop as well. Paul Manafort advised the Trump team on their Russia scandal. In Brussels today, UK Prime Minister Theresa May plans to confront Donald Trump about leaks from the Manchester investigation. A few good intrigue items this morning. Paul Ryan and Kathy McMorris-Rogers were chatting off the House floor last night. Super lobbyist Heather Podesta and Kellyanne Conway lunched yesterday at Centralina. Jared and Ivanka had a nice dinner in Rome at a posh restaurant alone. Annie Carney scoop from Rome. Sean Spicer was left out of the meeting with the Pope. Spicer is a devout Catholic, so no doubt this is a disappointment for him. Elle Magazine has a juicy profile of our former colleague, the New York Times' Maggie Haberman, and says she might be the, quote, greatest political reporter working today. Spotted last night at the Trump Hotel, Eric Trump and his wife dining. Steven Mnuchin stopped to say hello. A very happy birthday to our Playbook colleague, Anna Palmer, who is working today but has the day off from the audio briefing. Big congrats to Anna's sister, Rachel Overbow, on her graduation from Harvard Business School. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.